Well, Mr. and Mrs. Marsh apologized to the Aces for involving them in the stolen bracelet episode. Mrs. Marsh dropped in at the house, and to show how sorry she was, offered to introduce Jane into the social crowd. Mr. Marsh dropped in at Mr. Race's office and put him next to the biggest real estate deal Mr. Race ever had. This episode takes place in alternating scenes between the Aces' bungalow and the Marsh's home. But first to the Aces. Marge has just come from work and is greeted by a breathless Jane. Listen.
Well, Marge, you'll never guess who was here this afternoon.
Well, who?
Well, I was just as surprised as you are right now. Out of a clean sky, the door opens, and in she comes. Well, you could have knocked me down with a fender. She wasn't even the last person I thought of.
Jane, who was it?
Mrs. Marsh.
Mrs. Well, what was she doing here?
Well, just wait till I tell you. Wait till you hear what... Take off your things, Marge, and sit down.
Well, how about dinner? Isn't Ace home yet?
No, and wait till he comes. Won't he be surprised?
I don't think surprised is the word. He was pretty mad about the way they carried on here with that bracelet of theirs.
Well, that's why she came here. She was sorry. She apologized.
Oh, she apologized, huh? Well, I should hope she would.
And that's not all.
What is it, Jane? What are you so excited about?
Well, who wouldn't be? Listen to this. He's going to introduce me to the Worthwiles.
The Worthwiles? Who are they?
Marge, that's exactly what I said. You took the words right off the tip of my tongue. I thought it was some person, you know, like Joe Worthwhile or Abe Worthwhile. I couldn't imagine.
Oh, well, I did.
Well, you just did. You said who were they. That's just what I said. And then she told me what she meant. She wants me to become friends with all her society friends, and she's going to introduce them to me. And we'll be in her set.
No, I see.
Well, is that all you can say? Oh, I see.
Mrs. Marsh is going to introduce you into the better element of the town. That's her way of getting square with you, is that it?
Not square, into a circle. That's what she calls it.
Well, well.
What does that mean?
Nothing. Just well, well.
Well, what? Here I tell you this marvelous news, and all you can
say is... what do you want me to do? I'm sorry if I don't seem properly awed, Jane, but the cream of society never did impress me.
Marge, I hate to say this, but that sounds like sour cream to me.
Oh,
stop laughing. Here, I can't wait till somebody comes home to tell them about this marvelous thing, and all you can say is, well, well, I'm mad.
Oh, but Jane, honey, I didn't mean
well,
it.
Well, I am. We've lived here 3 years, and this is the first time we've had a chance to meet some of the nicer people, and all you do is sit there and laugh.
Oh, I'm most frightfully sorry, my dear.
You get me sore sometimes, Marge.
I humbly beg your pardon, Mrs. Ace. It was dreadfully boorish of me.
And you're supposed to be my friend. You get me so mad sometimes.
You're supposed to be in of me. Most middle class.
Oh, now, Marge.
You will forgive me for acting like a peasant, won't you, my dear?
Oh, stop it.
Please forgive me, my dear Mrs. Ace.
Oh, Marge, you're so repulsive. Well, enough joking around. It now, Marge. I think it was very sweet of Mrs. Marsh to do it for me.
I see. And when does the coming out party take place?
Oh, it's not a party. They work.
Work? Who works?
All these other ladies. They don't just sit around and play bridge and serve sandwiches.
Since when?
Since Mrs. Marsh told me. She said they're interested in the poor people. They want them to have better houses to live in and places for the children to play, not like those Old Testament houses that are so crowded and dirty. Well, that's what she said, and I'm going to work with him. Oh, there he is now. Is that you, dear?
Yes, Jane.
Now, don't tell him, Marge. Let me.
I won't.
Hello, dear.
Hi, Jane. Oh, are you here already, Marge? I thought I was early, but then I've lost track of time today.
Dear, get
today it. I had the greatest stroke of luck I think I've ever had since I've been in the real estate business.
Dear,
well,
girl,
congratulations. What now?
Well, it's a long story. Suppose we have dinner, and I'll break the good news to you there.
Dear, get
oh, it. No, you've aroused our curiosity. Now, you tell us right this minute.
But it's too long to tell right now, Marge.
Dear. I'm talking to you.
What?
Didn't you hear me say, guess who was here today?
No. Who was here today?
Well, this is going to be the biggest surprise that
you have... Mrs. Marsh came over this afternoon, Jane tells me.
Oh,
Mrs.
Marsh.
Marsh here?
Oh, Marsh, didn't I tell you to let me tell him?
Jane, you say that Mrs. Marsh was here?
Oh, yes. I might as well tell you now. She let the cat out of the trap. A person can't
Well, who do you think was at my office this afternoon?
No, I'm first.
But Mr. Marsh came to see me at the office today.
Mr. Marsh? No, I'm
first. Yes, he did.
Now, don't tell me he offered to introduce you into society, too.
Introduce me into society?
No, now, I'm first.
Well, Jane told me Mrs. Marsh was here for. She apologized and offered to square things by introducing you people to the better crowd.
Oh, he didn't say anything about... But that is a coincidence, isn't it?
Now, wait, I'm first.
Coincidence sounds like a well-laid plan, if you ask me.
What do you mean, plan?
Mrs. Marsh came here at the same time her husband came to your office. Sounds like they talked it over.
Well, suppose they did.
What's going on here? Can't a person say something around here without everybody saying it ahead of her?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Jane. Frightfully sorry.
Oh, stop it now, Marsh.
What is this? Go ahead, Jane. Tell it. What are you...
Well, it was this afternoon right after lunch. No, it was after 3 o'clock. No, that's right, it was lunchtime.
Oh, go ahead. What difference is that?
I remember now, it was just after lunch I just brushed my teeth. Well, somebody rang the doorbell, and I went to see what it was. And there stood Mrs. Marsh. Well, I was dumbfounded.
You look good. I made
it
in the proposition. He went for it just as I planned he would.
Of course he would.
I told him that the city is planning a big housing program to rehabilitate the tenement district. I told him that the city would build on that square block and that I was giving him an inside tip, of course, in my capacity as a member of the board of city aldermen.
Yes?
Well, that was all. Being a real estate man, he realized the possibility of making a big wad of easy money. And needless to say, he's going right to work on the deal. He's taking an option on the property.
But did you tell him that our social betterment club was opposing the erection of the apartment building on that side of the railroad track?
Yes, I was perfectly honest about that. All above board, he would have found it out anyway.
Of course he would have.
Yes, I thought of that. I told him not to pay any attention to this agitation that you women are causing, because eventually you would lose out, and the building would be done on this square block.
Are you really sure it will, Tom?
Oh, of course it will. I have a majority with me on the board, and regardless of what you women do or say, that site will be chosen. By putting Mr. Ace on the job as the real estate agent, I'm not in the picture at all. Nobody will ever know I own the ground.
You've held it a long time, haven't you?
Yes, and it's about time I got something back for my investment. The city will pay $150,000 for it.
Really, Tom?
Of course, my dear. With my own wife heading the women's movement opposing this act, there isn't the slightest possibility of any stain in my reputation. Oh, it's working out splendidly.
Even better than you think. What do you think I did today?
What?
I dropped in on Mrs. Ace and invited her to join our crowd.
You did?
Yes.
Well, now, wait a minute, Mary. With Mr. Ace working on the deal...
What difference does that make? You told him that the women were agitating against this location, didn't you?
Yes, but...
Well, it saved his face, too. There's his own wife fighting against
him. It's different with him. He's out in the open. He's the agent who's handling the deal.
Well, what of it? I'm sure that with Mrs. Ace actively engaged on the committee, we're certain not to win. Not for the plans I have in mind for...
What plans?
I'm putting her in charge of newspaper publicity for our movement.
Oh, Mrs. Ace.
Isn't it priceless? Imagine her in charge of publicity. Why, the newspapers will laugh themselves sick.
Yes, she does have a knack of balling things up.
Yes, of course. And she went in for it just as your Mr. Ace went in for this real estate deal. Oh, it's going to work out perfectly.
Yes, I guess you're right. Of course, Mr. Ace is going to make quite a sum of money when the property's sold, about $25,000.
Really?
Oh, yes, easily that. Of course, if I wanted to take this picture chance and handle it alone, I could save that much for myself. I think it's worth that much to play safe. This way, they won't suspect I have the slightest interest in the location.
You told him to keep your name out of it.
Oh, yes, of course. He understands that this is an inside tip. Oh, but tell me some more about Mrs. A. You're really going to bring her into your social betterment group?
Of course I am.
But they're a rather snooty lot, your crowd.
Oh, they'll do what I say. Don't worry, Tom. You just leave Mrs. A to me, y'all.
The people we know aren't the right people. They're all right in their place, he said, but she's going to take me and introduce me to all her crowd. And then later on, I'll introduce you too, dear.
Well, that's certainly big of you, Jane.
Well, I can't get over it.
Oh, don't tell me you're going daffy over this society crowd of the Marshes, too.
Oh, no, it's not that, but I think they're really sincerely sorry about all the inconvenience that they caused us with that stolen bracelet because Mr. Marsh came over and made me the best proposition I ever had.
Oh, is that the big deal you were talking about?
Yes.
Well, what is it, dear? What did Mr. Marsh say?
Well, Well, it's a long story, Jane, and rather private, but what I can tell you will keep till dinner. All I can tell you now is that if this thing works out, we're set for life.
Really? Is it that big?
I tell you, it's the biggest thing that ever came to me.
Well, it must be. I never saw you so tickled. How did he happen to be able to throw it your way?
Well, that part has to stay a secret. All I can tell you is...
Oh, I forgot to tell you the rest of it, dear.
The rest of what?
The rest of what Mrs. Mars said. How she's going to let me work with the club she belongs to.
What club?
Some social club Mrs. Mars is interested in.
Now, let me tell him.
All right, then, take it.
It's a club that not only Mrs. Mars is in, but all these other ladies, and I'm going to be in it.
Well, that sounds nice. So who are the other ladies, and what's the purpose of the...
Well, the others are her crowd, the circle she goes around in.
Oh, don't you start going around in circles, Dan.
Oh, isn't she terrible? Mars, you just don't understand. If you had your way, we'd still be going with the same people all the time, Mrs. Benton and all those others.
Well, now, what's the matter with them?
Oh, I don't mean there's anything the matter with them. They're all right, but they don't count.
They don't count as much money as the Marshes and their crowd do. Is that what you mean?
Count money? What do you mean?
Well, how is Mrs. Marsh so sure she can get you into her crowd? Suppose she does introduce you. She can't make those other women accept you.
Yes, they're the wives of some pretty prominent men in this town. But I guess if Mrs. Marsh has any control over those wives, I guess
Oh, those wives will do what she says.
Well, I'm glad you're so sure.
Listen, a hint to the wives will be sufficient.
A hint to the wives?
Yes.
Well, come on, let's have dinner.
And so, as Mr. Race goes into the biggest deal of his career, Jane unwittingly goes into social work to try to squelch that deal. But Mrs. Marsh feels pretty sure that with Jane on the job, Mr. Marsh's project can't lose. We'll learn more about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.